coming to you from deep inside the bowels of a great big empty. Get ready for another episode of The Home Defense Show with Skip Coriel.
Hello, American families. Welcome to this week's episode of The Home Defense Show. I'm your host, Skip Coriel. And if you love your family, care about them deeply, and want to learn how to protect them in every facet of your life, then you've come to the right place. We've got a great show for you today, and I know that you're going to love it. You know, I say that every week, but this week, I really do mean it. Heck, we got a great show for you guys. We are going to be on location at Thornapple Valley Church in beautiful downtown Podunk Hollow. Actually, the folks around here call it Podunk Holler. It's a big church surrounded by corn and soybeans, and it's right across the road from Podunk Lake in rural Barry County. What are we doing there? Well, we are at the Barry County Church Safety Summit, and that is put on jointly by Thornapple Valley Church and by Barry County Sheriff's Office, of which I am a member of the Barry County Sheriff's Auxiliary. We're going to have a great time there. I'm going to be interviewing, I'm going to try and get Dar Leaf and then whoever else I feel is worthwhile. We'll go ahead and we'll talk about church safety and all things related. And then in segment four, of course, we will do the wrap-up. And we'll talk about, by then the summit will be over, and I'll tell you what I thought about all of it. What have I been doing? Oh, Lord help me. Spring is on the way. I say that every week, but it really is on the way. It was like 40 degrees yesterday, and next week it's going to be in the 50s, which is fantastic. Well, next week, Sarah and I will be, and the three little ones, we're going to be driving down to southwest Kansas because Sarah's grandmother, Ethel McClure, passed away just yesterday. She was 91 years old, a beautiful, wonderful lady. I've known her for 15 years now, right about 15 years. And I tell you, she's just the sweetest, kindest soul in the world. She's one of those ladies where, you know, when she dies, it's like you feel a void because she's no longer here with us. But you're also not sad because she's with God and probably a whole bunch of relatives that she hasn't seen in a long, long time. Brothers and sisters and her husband, Henry. So I would like to dedicate episode 66 of the Home Defense Show to Ethel McClure from southwest Kansas. Beautiful, wonderful soul who will be dearly missed. Okay, let's talk about what's in the news. And you can't go to the news anymore without dealing with, you know, they call them active shooters, but they're basically mass murderers. That's what's in the news because, hey, that's what's happening. It's just all over the news the last couple of days. You know, I'm on Drudge right now, and, you probably know all the facts already. This no-load, I'm not going to tell you the guy's name. His name is not important. What is important is that he killed 17 high school students down in Florida at a school. It's just crazy. The world is just crazy as can be these days. And of course, the first thing the media wants to do is ban AR-15s because that's what he had used, which is not going to help at all. By the way, I have an AR-15. I've never hurt a soul with it. I haven't even hurt an animal with my AR-15, but that doesn't matter. We'll talk more about that later. And maybe I can get the sheriff's take on that as well. But, you know, apparently, let's just go to the news. Let's go to Drudge here and find out. Here, Florida governor, that's Rick Scott. The FBI director needs to resign. That looks like it might be interesting. why would the FBI director need to resign? The FBI is not getting a lot of good press lately. Seems like they might be politically biased, at least the upper echelons, anyways. So the FBI, I think, is getting a black eye these days. Hold on, I am not drinking Mountain Dew today. I'm trying to cut back. So instead, I'm having chocolate ice cream. Mmm. With dark chocolate chips. And that is just awesome. Oh, while I'm waiting for the news to come up, I ordered a treadmill yesterday. Should get here in 2 weeks. I am going to start working out and, you know, getting my body back in shape. Who knows? In a couple of months, maybe I will be as vigorous, virile, and potent as I was when I was 20 years old. Or maybe not. FBI director needs to resign, Governor Rick Scott says, after FBI admits to failing to investigate tip. The FBI director says he's committed to getting to the bottom of whatever happened. Well, I guess that's all we need to know about then, right? Really not. The FBI's failure, this is from Rick Scott. The FBI's failure to take action against this killer is unacceptable, Scott said in a statement. The FBI has admitted that they were contacted last month by a person who called to inform them of Cruz's, well, that's the guy's name, desire to kill people and the potential of him conducting a school shooting. Yeah. Well, yeah, that's pretty bad. Now, apparently this was not the only time that law enforcement was contacted. I saw a different article that said the sheriff's deputies had received complaints from this terrible devil spawn 39 times, and that the FBI had been notified twice, but no one did anything about it. What good is it going to do to ban guns? I mean, we knew that this guy was a bad guy. We knew he was crazy. He'd been in, had some psychiatric care before that. He'd been expelled from school. I mean, all these bad things. Everyone said, this is the guy who's going to come in and shoot up the school. And law enforcement knew about it. Even the FBI was called in. And no one did anything. Who's at fault on this? Well, the bottom line is the guy himself. He bears primary responsibility, but certainly the FBI needs to share this. Either is it possible that they've been sidelined or sidetracked so much by trying to convict Trump of collusion with Russia that they haven't been able to follow up on actually important things that might actually save lives? Perhaps the upper echelons of the FBI are so political and so corrupt that they need to go. Personally, maybe we should fire everyone in the top 25% of the FBI. Get rid of them, start over, and say, hey, no more politics, boys. Go ahead, investigate crimes. Do your job. Protect the American people. Just my opinion. Maybe I'm going out on a limb here, but maybe that's what the American people want. I don't know. We'll just have to see. What's this guy? The FBI has determined that protocol was not followed. The information was not provided to the Miami field office, and no further investigation was conducted at that time. This is Special Agent in Charge Robert Lasky. Okay. So, hey, drop the ball there, FBI. And as a result, 17 people died. Now, didn't this happen just recently, the Sutherland Springs, Texas church shooting? There was another government agency that dropped the ball. It was the United States Air Force, wasn't it? This guy down in Sutherland Springs, he killed 26 people, and he wasn't supposed to be able to buy a gun either. He was supposed to be on the NICS database, and he was not. Why? because the United States Air Force did not put his name in the NICS database for domestic violence, domestic assault. So maybe the problem we have is not so much that the American people are so violent and so terrible. Maybe the problem here is the U.S. government isn't doing their job. Why would you want to make more laws and set up more systems when you already know who the bad guys are, but you have to tell the people who are actually selling the guns, say, hey, don't sell this guy a gun. He's crazy. Don't sell this guy a gun because he's evil. You know, he's paranoid, he's schizophrenic, whatever. Stop selling guns to crazy people. Fix the problem, U.S. government. Become part of the solution. My gosh, people. Well, whatever it is, I hope they can fix it. I really, really do. What else we got here? Oh, D.C. rocked. Mueller indicts 13 Russians. 13 Russians. Apparently, they were trying to disrupt American society during the election of 2016. Is that what he set out to do? I thought, you know, he was investigating Donald Trump for collusion with the Russians. But, you know, I've read this. None of it says anything about Donald Trump colluding. So apparently he's going down a path he didn't expect to go. Who knows? We'll find out about that. I don't want to get into politics too much. I'm just, you know, I'm mad. I'm mad at the FBI. I'm mad at the media. I'm mad at this Florida shooter. You know, he gave up. He surrendered, and then he confessed. Can't we just kill this guy? I mean, it's documented. We need to kill this man. Kill him. He doesn't deserve to live. I know that sounds harsh, but what are you going to do? And we got to make sure it doesn't happen again. Okay, well, folks, that's about all the news that I can stand for right now. We're going to get into the Berry County Church Safety Summit. Yours truly, you know, Skip Coriel, is going to be speaking at that summit. I'll be talking about guns in church, firearms in the place of worship. No one likes to talk about that. Well, I like to talk about it. But that's my topic, and we got a lot of other fantastic people that are talking as well. I'm looking here at the agenda. Oh my gosh, we're going to pray in church here. Sheriff Darleaf, he'll be talking. We're going to talk about dispatch and 911. Going to talk about team building, my friend Larry Jackson, and our sponsor from Elite Firearms and Training, he'll be talking right before me. We're talking about policies and procedures. Then we'll have lunch. Then we're going to talk about the aftermath of one of these terrible events. And then we'll talk about critical incidents. And we'll talk about suspicious and dangerous people. My friend Victor Pierce from Battle Creek will be talking about that. We'll even talk about bad weather and how to deal with that in church. It looks like good stuff here. I think we're going to have a good time here. Great time. Oh, I think this is going to be the best speaker of the whole day. Skip Coriel is a special deputy with the Berry County Sheriff's Office Auxiliary, where he teaches countering the active shooter threat. Coriel is the author of 11 books, is a certified United States Concealed Carry Association pistol instructor, a concealed and advanced carry instructor, publisher, and radio talk show host for Frontlines of Freedom and the Home Defense Show. He owns Midwest Tactical Training. Yeah, definitely, that guy is going to be the best and probably the most humble. I've run over a little on time today. When we come back, I will be at the Berry County Church Safety Summit. We will be surrounded by people, might be a little noisy, sound quality won't be fantastic, but you know what? The content is going to be wonderful. We've got a 2-minute break. While I'm out, go ahead and check out elitefirearms.us, then go to firearmslegal.com/Midwest Tactical, And when you come back, we will be at Thornapple Valley Church in Podunk Holler, Michigan. This is Skip Coriel on Home Defense Show. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
My name is Siege Coriel. Welcome to the Home Defense Show with my dad, Skip Coriel. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
This is Skip Coriel from the Home Defense Show, and I want you to have the very best handgun that money can buy. And that's why we recommend you visit Larry Jackson at Elite Firearms and Training. As a concealed carry instructor, I see people every week out on the range with guns they can't shoot properly because they didn't know what to buy. That will never happen at Elite Firearms and Training. Larry Jackson will personally fit you with your very own personal defense pistol. So call Larry Jackson today at 616-299-8715 or visit elitefirearms.us.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum. I host Frontlines of Freedom, a weekly syndicated military talk radio show. One of my co-hosts is Skip Coriel, the host of this show. We cover things that impact military and veteran communities, and we do it from the veteran's perspective. The show is broadcast across the nation and is also available as a podcast on our website, frontlinesoffreedom.com. Please join Skip and me weekly on Frontlines of Freedom.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Home Defense Show. This is your host, Skip Coriel. As you know, I am at Thornapple Valley Church in Hastings, Michigan. It's down there in Podunk Holler, if you know where that is, if you're from these parts. A lot of very interesting people here today. Very good people to know if you're interested in church business safety. I am speaking now with one of the founders of Templar Life Safety, Ben Powers. Ben, welcome to the Home Defense Show.
Welcome. Thank you for having me.
Okay, Ben. I was very interested in your product line, what you guys do. But first, can you tell me a little bit about your company? How were you founded? How old are you? How did you get your business started, Ben?
Templar Life Safety was founded in the aftermath of the Sandy Hook tragedy. My partners and I are fathers and husbands, and I thought the nation was really torn after that event because of the number of lost lives and the age of the children, and we were listening to all the talking heads bantering about this solution and that solution, and nobody was talking about what to do once the bad guy is in the building and the bullets are flying. So we put our heads together and said something has to be done, and we came up with a solution to put an end to active shooter events in schools. And of course, that application has grown to churches and businesses and anywhere the threat of violence exists.
Okay, Ben, and you said you're located in the Lansing area, is that correct?
We are east of Lansing. We're in a town called Brighton, Michigan, north of Ann Arbor, south of Flint. Yep, Michigan-based.
Okay. All right. And you travel all over Michigan. Do you go outside Michigan at all?
We are a young company. We are definitely looking for business outside of Michigan. Yes.
Okay. Now, Ben, why don't you spend a little bit of time telling me about your product line? What exactly, what services and products do you offer to the public?
Our main product we call the Rapid Response System, and that is the system that would deter an active shooter event. Should one occur, we can minimize the damage, and then we can offer medical treatment to those who have been wounded, thereby saving additional lives. In addition to the Rapid Response System, we have ancillary products that can help with an active shooter in the building. For example, door barricading devices, security film for your windows, trauma kits, anything to help mitigate the damage from an active shooter event.
The rapid, you call it the rapid response system?
Yes, sir.
What exactly is that, Ben?
The rapid response system is hardware, software, and training. It's modeled after the Federal Flight Deck Officer Program. If we could put a SWAT team in every school, that would solve the problem. The bad guy would not show up to a school because he knows that there would be an immediate armed response that's on site. He wouldn't have his 8 or 10 or 12 minutes that it would take the police to get there to carry out his rampage. Problem with that is we cannot afford it. So we modeled the Federal Flight Deck Officer Program as a program that was started after the 9/11 attack. It's a program where they take pilots who volunteer to go to a week's worth of training. They're vetted, they're screened, they go to a week's worth of training, and then they are authorized to carry on the cockpit. So we thought, what's better, there's nothing more affordable than volunteers. So we take teachers, staff, counselors, admin, like the FFDO program, we screen them, we train them, week's worth of training, police academy training, police academy instructors. They're, like I said, they're vetted, and then we give them the tools they need to address an active shooter. Some schools allow teachers to carry. We think that's a bad idea. There's a lot of risks associated with that. What we do is we take those same tools, we put them in a vault. Depending on the size of the school, there might be 2, 3, 4, 5 of these vaults. Inside the vault is a ballistically rated vest. It's a firearm. School's choice, handgun, long gun. Recommend a long gun against a long gun. And these tools then are ultimately secure, but rapidly available. In time of need. Only if in time of need.
Right, right.
And the access to the vault is through an iris scan. Same iris scan government uses.
How long does that take, Ben, to get the
seconds.
Iris?
Like seconds.
Maybe two, like biometrics, fingerprint?
Much better than a fingerprint because there's too many false positives with a fingerprint.
Okay.
The iris scan is instantaneous. You can put multiple enrollees into it. And no false positives, no fine motor skills, no combinations, no keys, and which obviously would be useless in a time like that.
Mm-hmm.
You can just have you can control who has access. Okay, so if one of your team members, we call these people who become trained rapid responders. Okay, because they're going to be able to respond immediately before the police arrive.
Right.
So
the concept is you stage these around the school, mm-hmm. or the church or wherever you want them to be.
You can put them in closets. You can put them in mechanical rooms. You can put them in a teacher's lounge or think size of apartment refrigerator.
And they're probably camouflaged. There's not a big sign that says guns here, right?
Right.
And so it just takes a matter of just a few seconds for the scan. And then you open it up and you've got your ballistic vest. You've got, an AR-15 pistol, whatever you choose to put in there. I like that concept. And I've heard of other companies doing that, but they're from way off on the other side of the country. So I like that concept. Is it a hard sell to go into a school or a church and get them to want to do something like this?
We haven't met a school superintendent yet where we've had a chance to sit down and explain it to them,
mm-hmm.
who hasn't said, "Boy, that's a good idea." I mean, everyone has said that's a good idea.
Okay.
The problem with schools is obviously budgeting. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yes, it's a heavy lift to get them to purchase a full-blown rapid response system, and that's why we decided to broaden our suite of products to trauma kits and door barricading. Let's start the conversation. Let's do something that's affordable, and then eventually... a variation of our rapid response system we call the SRO Advantage. That's for a school that has an SRO, a school resource officer.
Mm-hmm.
So, in other words, an armed policeman in the school. In a case like that, we would place the vaults in his office, a vault in his office, maybe 2 or 3, but only he has access to that, as opposed to training a cadre of admin and teachers.
Yeah.
So in most cases, his plated vest and his long gun is out in his vehicle. If somebody starts shooting up the school, he's not going to be able to run out there, run back in. He can have it accessible, or if he's not in his office, but he's at the gym and there's one of these vaults by the gym, he can immediately up armor, get the long gun that he needs because his service pistol is no match for somebody with an AR-15. We put optics on these vaults, and anybody in the department could be registered to have access to the vault.
Mm-hmm.
That's a variation.
So, okay, cost prohibitive. What does one of these systems cost? There's probably a range, I would imagine.
Right. If you're talking about the SRO Advantage and you're just putting in a stripped down vault where the department's putting their own vests, their own guns in there, we can do those for $9,900.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's reachable.
That's very affordable for a school that has a school resource officer.
Yeah.
If you're talking about the full-blown rapid response system, the most expensive part of that is the training. Okay.
Oh, sure.
When we send these people through a weeks-long worth of training at the police academy, that becomes a little costly. You know, we're providing the vest and the firearms for the vault, all that sort of thing. That can run for, you know, let's say a typical middle school, say three vaults, 10 people trained, that could be about $125,000.
Okay. But what kind of price are you going to put on 17 children who were just murdered down in Florida?
I mean, you can't put a price on that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the church, Sutherland Springs, same thing.
Right. Well, the beauty of our system is if you have it installed and the student would-be killer knows about this.
Sure.
He's not going to come to your school. He's going to go to the church or the movie
theater right.
or the mall because he knows he's not going to get his rampage time at your school. So hopefully, like a fire extinguisher, these vaults are never accessed. But the mm-hmm. fact that they're there and you let the student population know, hopefully these events don't even happen.
Yeah, well, 85% of all active shooting events occur in pistol-free zones, you know, aka soft targets. So that makes a lot of sense to me. Mm-hmm. Tell me about, you mentioned security film. Tell me about that product.
Okay, so security film is something that's applied to windows. It can be clear, it can be tinted, and it does not make the glass bulletproof. But what happens when, if it's shot, a bullet will pass through the window, but just leave a hole. In other mm-hmm. words, it doesn't shatter and break out.
Right.
So if you have a daycare facility, if you have a school and there's glass at the entrance, or if you have a solid door but glass panes in it that, you know, if someone were to break out the pane, they could just reach in and unlock the door.
Right.
Now they can't.
Okay, Ben, that is just awesome. We are about out of time for this segment, though, but Ben, thank you very much. Templar Life Safety. Folks, you really need to check them out. The number is 844-483-6752. That's 844-483-6752. And their website is at TemplarLifeSafety.com. That's TemplarLifeSafety.com. They've got some awesome products here, and I really think you folks need to check them out because these things don't cost that much, but you have to plan ahead and you have to have them in place before an active shooter event occurs, or hey, people are going to die. So I encourage you to do that. Right now, we've got a 2-minute break, and when we come back, we will be talking. I'm going to try and snag Sheriff Darleaf. He's the guy running all this safety summit today. But while we're gone, take 2 minutes. Go ahead and check out our sponsors, ElitePhirearms.us with Larry Jackson, and find out what he can do for your family. And then go to FirearmsLegal.com/MidwestTactical, FirearmsLegal.com/MidwestTactical, and learn how to protect your family from the criminal justice system. Okay, this is Skip Coriel on Home Defense Show. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
This is Felix Coriel on the Home Defense Show. Always use guns safely and wisely. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, I want to tell you about my book, Civilian Combat, the Concealed Carry Book. More and more people across the country are seeing the dangers in society and are deciding to carry concealed to protect themselves and their families. My new book lays it out step by step. It'll teach you how to protect and defend the ones you love. Get the benefit of 17 years of teaching experience and a lifetime of training for this important role in society and in your family. You can get Civilian Combat real easy. Just go to Amazon.com, search on Skip Coriel, Civilian Combat, and it'll pop right up there. Don't put it off any longer. Get Civilian Combat, the Concealed Carry Book by yours truly.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if life was like the movies and the good guys always won? In today's world, if you're forced to use your firearm to protect yourself, you will need protection. Firearms Legal Protection is here for you. FLP provides you with seasoned, experienced attorneys that handle your criminal and civil matters as a result of you protecting yourself. FirearmsLegal.com provides its members with uncapped attorney's fees, bail bond protection, and coverage in all 50 states. We are not a reimbursement plan. You can access uncapped attorney's fees for as low as $10 a month. Firearms Legal members are provided with educational services, training videos, and access to our vast national attorney network. While you're protecting yourself, let Firearms Legal protect you.
Listen up, folks. This is important. There are plenty of legal protection services out there, but none will protect you as well as Firearms Legal Protection. This is the one I use and the only one I recommend. Visit firearmslegal.com/MidwestTactical and protect your family now.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Home Defense Show. This is your host, Skip Coriel. Now, as promised, we have a special treat. We have Sheriff Dar Leaf, the Sheriff of Barry County. Dar, welcome to the Home Defense Show.
Hey, thank you for the invitation.
All right, now, Dar, we've got quite an event here. We've got a church safety summit. This is the first annual safety summit in Barry County. Is that correct?
Well, we haven't really come to a conclusion of it's annual yet. But yeah, this is the first one we've ever done here in Barry County.
Well, Dar, if you base the longevity on the success, we're halfway through it now. I would say, man, we need to do another one because this is really going well.
This really surprised me. We started this out as the Thornapple Valley Church Emergency Services Team, and they come up with the idea. I got a phone call, asked if we would sponsor it because it looked a little more legit coming from a sheriff. I jumped right on it. My volunteers that I have working for me jumped on it. My paid staff jumped on it. And we're expecting about 100 people, and we got 214 signed up, 53 churches.
Yeah, I would bet we might have more than 214 out there, had a few stragglers come in. But yeah, I would say it's going really, really well. I've been talking to people out and about over lunch. People are very happy with the information that they're getting. What did you have to do to set all this up? It must have taken a little bit of time.
It took a lot of time, and it took a lot of effort from a lot of people. And we didn't try and reinvent the wheel either. We knew there was other summits that happened throughout the country, so we took some of their material. And the whole point of this is trying to get churches to start networking and get safety teams.
Yeah, now we have Brad Burns is here from, what's the name of his association?
West Michigan Church Security Network.
Yeah, now what exactly does his organization do?
They network churches. They come on out and they work on anything from policies and procedures. If they had a bad incident with somebody, they share that information. Sometimes it gets political out there against churches, so they'll alert other churches that, hey, you got these political groups going around out there, be ready, have a plan. So they do all kinds of stuff like that.
You know, we just had another school shooting just a few days ago, and it seems like every day there's a new church shooting, school shooting, business shooting, you know, the NSA a couple of days ago. Are you seeing any type of change as far as how churches and schools are viewing active shooter protection?
Yes, they're finally coming out of denial. Denial will kill you.
Yeah.
We've been telling them that, hey, when those planes flew in those big buildings, when you got hit with those terrorists, what happened? We went and armed pilots. We put steel doors on the cockpits. But when they go start shooting up our schools, what do? Well, we tell everybody no guns allowed.
Yeah. Boy, you know, that is a really good point. That doesn't make any sense to me at all. I mean, why are people on an airplane more important than
our babies?
Children? Yeah. I mean, a society that can't protect their own children is really not a society that's worth perpetuating. And I really think something more needs to be done. That's in the news right now. But in the past, you know, we'll have a shooting. There'll be a big fervor. Okay, let's control guns. Let's take away AR-15s. And then it'll drop off and nothing will happen again. What has to happen?
Well, let's go back to that. They want to ban all these semi-automatic rifles. You got to remember that this guy here, he also had bombs on him. And if you go look all the way back to Columbine, those guys had enough explosives where they could level two-thirds of that school had they made the detonators correctly. So it isn't so much that tool, it's that mentality. What are we doing that's creating these killers? You look at one of the foremost experts on it, Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman, and he talks about brittle people. And what that is you got people who can sit there and watch violence, they can watch video games or play the video games that are violent, they can listen to the violent music and it doesn't affect them. But then you have those brittle people out there. And if you think about it, we got, 320, 340 million people in this country. If you take 1% of that, and if 1% of these people were brittle people, you got an awful lot of killers on the loose.
Gosh, yeah. Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, you talk about Islamic terrorists, and they say, well, it's a religion of peace. You know, the vast majority of them are peaceful. It doesn't take a whole lot to want to kill as many people as they can to make a big difference. And I think that's what we're seeing with that as well.
Another thing you look at is when somebody goes out and does one of these horrific incidents, they become an instant celebrity.
Yeah.
I've been on the news media for years telling them, don't put their name out there. Put this on the air, but then get rid of it so that way people have it. Don't keep putting this on the air over and over and over again and making these victims over and over and over again on TV. Put it on there, get rid of it, don't say the person's name, and let's move on. And there seems to be some reluctance to do that.
Yeah. You know, the class that I'm teaching now by United States Concealed Carry Association is called Countering the Mass Shooter Threat. That's one of the things that they talk about is the rise of social media and the need for children. We're talking like teenagers, junior hires. They're being raised to believe that if they don't have 5,000 Facebook followers, they're not a worthwhile biological entity, you know. And it's to the point where, you know, you have to be famous. If you're not famous, then you're not success, you're not worthwhile. And they can get instant success by going out and killing 20 people.
That is correct. My son showed me a video, and it was just down the road from a school, two boys fighting it out. And in the video, there was half a dozen people sitting there with their phones videotaping this fight. Oh. My son got it. He wasn't there. Somebody sent it to him. So I'm sure all those six people sent it to somebody. They sent it to somebody, and so on. And that's the same thing that happens here with this social media. You're an instant world, global celebrity.
Yeah. Yeah, and that speaks to bigger problems, cultural problems. You know, when we look back, you know, I'm 60, you're less than 60, but still, you're old enough to remember a better time. You know, 50 years ago, 40 years ago, we didn't have these problems. What has changed in society to make our world the way that it is right now?
You go look at the big picture. It's not any one thing or two things. It's the big picture. I don't know how to put it. I'm going to put it bluntly. We suck as parents.
Okay.
We're more worried about self-gratification, getting that high when you're going out messing around on your wife, than you are worried about your kids and going to prison. Next thing you know, your kids are having to raise themselves up, or who raises them up? Oprah, or violent video games are raising your kids, the violent movies. And that's what we're doing, is we're creating these killers out there. Then you go look at the social media, you look at the technology, everything's now, I want everything now. You can, but people don't think you can spank your child anymore. Mm-hmm. Well, corporal punishment's still legal. Many, many people think that it's not. And then the kids will threaten, well, if you spank me, I'm going to call the police.
Right, yeah.
How many police officers are trained correctly on how to handle incidents like that? So, over and all, my mom would probably be in prison today for the many times that she took the wooden spoon to me.
Yeah.
And I laugh at that because it was like, geez, how many times did I deserve that? I'm going, ooh, 100%.
Well, it was the same way with me. I mean, you know, my mom and my dad both. You know, it's like the kiss of death for me when my mother would say, wait till your father gets home. Because we all knew what was going to happen when Dad got home. You know, fur was going to fly and it was going to be mine. So, you know, but I turned out okay and you turned out okay too.
Well, it's depending on who you ask, right?
Well, that's true. That's true. But this is my show.
Yes, it is your show. You turned out great. You served your country in the Marine Corps. I'm serving my community as a sheriff. And you look at that, how that's been twisted. You know, you said, wait till your dad gets home. Well, you shouldn't fear your dad. Well, no, you shouldn't fear your dad. You should fear his wrath.
That's right.
And there's a difference, ladies and gentlemen, out there if you're listening. I made a comment here today at this summit talking about heart rates, and you go pick up your prom date, and you meet her at her house, and right behind her is her dad, who's twice your size and carrying a big machete.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, that right there is one of those respect fears that every dad needs to instill in her daughter's date.
Yeah.
And we laugh and joke around about it, but we're losing that.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it's like kids have no fear now these days. I remember my oldest sister, the first date that she went on, and this is in Orangeville, you know, back in like 1970 or something. My dad was coming in from the back 40. He walked into the house. Her date knocked on the front door, okay? So he walks over, he opens up the front door, and he's holding a double-barreled shotgun. And he said, so when are you going to have my daughter home? And that, you know, deer in the headlights, that kid's eyes got really big. He says, 10 p.m., sir, will that be okay? And that's what we've lost. That's what you're talking about.
It's respect. We don't have it with law enforcement. We don't respect our police officers anymore. We don't respect our parents. We don't respect our teachers.
Yeah.
Why? Because my child never does anything wrong.
Oh, gosh. And he better get a trophy, right?
Yeah.
You know,
yes.
Respect and accountability. Now, let's talk a little bit about, you know, what Berry County does for churches. You have a regular church safety program where you go out and train other churches, correct?
Well, right after Columbine happened back in 1999, Thornapple Valley Church, I was a member, and I was approached by some of the leadership there if I was interested in getting involved in starting a church security team. And back then it was kind of focused on stopping these mass shootings. And Thornapple Valley Church at the time had about 2,000 members. And I jumped on it, and I was helping the schools out also with their security and helping them with their flip charts. And you got to understand, this is all brand new to everybody. Nobody in their wildest dream ever thought this would happen. So since 1999, we've got it down pretty well. We've got it not just as a emergency response to active shooter, but we have medical. In fact, as we were talking about medical today on the stage, we had a woman who was having heart difficulties, and our team went in and discreetly helped her out.
Cool.
So anyways, we've got medical. We've got let's say fires. Let's say somebody had an accident out in front of your parking lot, right at the mouth of your parking lot there. So we have responders that will help take care of those type of scenarios. And we're not trained paramedics or anything like that, but we're trained to get the person ready for the paramedics.
Right, right. Yeah, and you even have weather, right?
If yes.
there's a tornado warning or something
like
that?
Oh, absolutely, yes. We have people who are trained to watch the skies and when inclement weather.
So really, you're taking a holistic approach to anything that would affect the safety of the people in church.
Yeah, we're taking the approach that we got a lot of people here in this building. What can we do to make this service better for them? We don't want to make 6 o'clock news.
Well, Dar, how can people in Berry County, churches in Berry County, how can they initiate something like that if, you know, they want the sheriff's office to come in and help out their church, form a church safety team?
I have an auxiliary I started probably 8 years ago, and they're trained and helping not just churches, but any organization that has multiple people in it, how to set up their church security teams. All you got to do is call the sheriff's office, and we can get that ball rolling for you. And it isn't that difficult. It's just you need somebody who's going to take the bull by the horn.
Okay. What is the number at the sheriff's office?
269-948-4805.
All right. Fantastic. Dar, we are about out of time for this segment of the show, but I want to personally thank you for organizing this and bringing it all about. It's a great service to our county.
It isn't about me, Skip. I had a lot of volunteers. I got people here right now who took a day off from work to help out with sound, with lighting, with exchanging the microphones back and forth. So I was blessed with a great staff to help out with this.
Awesome. Okay, folks, we're out of time for this segment. While we're gone, you got 2 minutes, go ahead and check out elitefirearms.us. Find out what Larry Jackson can do to help your family get responsibly armed. And then check out firearmslegal.com/MidwestTactical and learn how to protect your family against the criminal justice system. This is Skip Coriel on the Home Defense Show. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Welcome to my dad's Home Defense Radio Show. You're gonna love it.
Hey folks, I want to tell you about my book, Civilian Combat, the Concealed Carry Book. More and more people across the country are seeing the dangers in society and are deciding to carry concealed to protect themselves and their families. My new book lays it out step by step. It'll teach you how to protect and defend the ones you love. Get the benefit of 17 years of teaching experience and a lifetime of training for this important role in society and in your family. You can get Civilian Combat real easy. Just go to Amazon.com, search on Skip Coriel, Civilian Combat, and it'll pop right up there. Don't put it off any longer. Get Civilian Combat, the Concealed Carry Book by yours truly, Skip Coriel.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum. I host Frontlines of Freedom, a weekly syndicated military talk radio show. One of my co-hosts is Skip Coriel, the host of this show. We cover things that impact military and veteran communities, and we do it from the veteran's perspective. The show is broadcast across the nation and is also available as a podcast on our website, frontlinesoffreedom.com. Please join Skip and me weekly on Frontlines of Freedom.
This is Skip Coriel from the Home Defense Show, and I want you to have the very best handgun that money can buy. And that's why we recommend you visit Larry Jackson at Elite Firearms and Training. As a concealed carry instructor, I see people every week out on the range with guns they can't shoot properly because they didn't know what to buy. That will never happen at Elite Firearms and Training. Larry Jackson will personally fit you with your very own personal defense pistol. So call Larry Jackson today at 616-299-8715 or visit elitefirearms.us.
Skip, it's Armed America Report time. Lead us out, dude.
All of us here at Frontlines of Freedom believe strongly in your right to keep and bear arms for protection of yourself and your family. Listen, folks, evil exists. Someday evil will visit your door. Will you be ready? If you're not, now is the time to start looking into it and learning the skills necessary to protect the ones you love. What's the story this week, Colonel?
Well, more than 8 decades of life experience have taught one woman how to survive. A young man who broke into her home didn't have such good fortune. When the teenager forcibly entered a Marion, Arkansas home and came towards the elderly resident in a threatening manner in the wee hours of the morning one Sunday, she fatally shot him. The shooting was under investigation, but no charges have been filed.
Thanks, Colonel. You know, Colonel, this is a recurring theme that we see, well, almost every week on Frontlines of Freedom. When you're reading your report, it seems like these young whippersnappers, they'll go ahead and they'll see one of us old codgers out there, either in our home, in our driveway, or, you know, downtown, and they look at us and go, hey, there's an easy mark. And then they attack us, and then we shoot them. So you'd think they would learn.
You know, the gun is a great equalizer, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it certainly is.
There was a song once, a gun can make a strong man weak, a gun can make a weak man strong.
That's right. You know, I used to wonder, you know, why do the old folks, I mean, you know, basically, physically, we're the weakest in society. Why do we always win these fights? And we almost always do. And I think a lot of it has to do with that we're just being underestimated, you know, by young teenagers.
Well, it is always dumb to bring a knife to a gunfight.
Definitely.
Or a fist or a baseball bat or a
Anything but a gun?
Anything but a gun.
Well, this lady, she did fantastic. So our hats off to Marion, Arkansas. You know, she did a fantastic job. And of course, no charges have been filed, nor should they be filed against her.
These kind of situations just make it more and more clear that everyone, but particularly older folks, need to be armed and trained.
Without a doubt.
Thanks, Skip.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Home Defense Show. There's your host, Skip Coriel. Those last two segments were really, really good. Segment two, we talked about actual things that you can do to really make it safer in a school or in your church or even in your own home. Boy, that Ben Powers from Templar Life Safety in Brighton, Michigan, I am going to check them out. I really am. Those door stops that they have, I looked at the model that they have there, and it's something that I can put in my own home all by myself, and you are not getting through that door without making a whole heck of a lot of racket. And that's something that I can appreciate that. So it was good to talk to Ben Powers about that. And I hope to hear from them more in the future. That's TemplarLifeSafety.com. It's where you can go talk to them. And then, of course, Darleaf. God bless Darleaf. You know, the 2016 Constitutional Sheriffs and Police Officers Association of America Sheriff of the Year. And my sheriff, right here in Berry County, and the man who made this all possible at the Berry County Church Safety Summit. So that is fantastic as well. Now that the whole summit is over, I remember in segment one saying, oh, yeah, that guy Skip Coriel, he'll be the best speaker. You know what, though? I'm going to have to eat those words because I was not the best speaker. I listened to everything and everyone, and hey, I got to tell you, Victor Pierce, he was the best speaker of the day. The guy was dynamic. He was charismatic. He was inspiring. He talked about the need for bringing out the sheepdog in all of us and protecting our flock. And I think he may have done a little bit to change some minds, because as you know, not everyone is of the mind that we should have firearms in church. Of course, I am. But Victor, as always, did a great job. I'm going to read you his bio here. Victor Pierce is a 38-year veteran in law enforcement, serving 30 years with the Battle Creek Police Department, 4 years with Berry Township Police Department, and is currently with the Emmett Township Department of Public Safety. Officer Pierce is also an instructor for the Kellogg Community College Police Academy. And hey, I don't think I've ever shared this with you, but Victor Pierce, he was my instructor at the Berry Township Reserve Officer Training Academy. I got to spend 11 weeks with that guy. He is dynamic and charismatic every single moment that he's teaching. And boy, that guy really, he gave me a more positive view of law enforcement. And I was able to, I think, relate to them more and understand how tough a job they really have. But Victor Pierce, you get the award. You beat me out. You definitely were a better speaker than I was today. But next year, we'll see. I'll have to work on my approach and my attitude. You know, I talked to a lot of people today. A lot of people. Frustrated people that came up to me and said, Skip, what do we need to do to wake up the people in our church? They don't want anyone to have any weapons in here. They don't think there's any way that anyone can ever come in and shoot up their church. And I'm going, well, what, are they living in an alternate universe somewhere? I mean, we have a shooting, a mass shooting, almost every day in this country. So how can they possibly think it'll never happen to them? It's just crazy as can be. You know, it reminded me of before World War II. There were still many people in the United States, about a third of the population, they were vehemently against any war with Adolf Hitler or with the Japanese. And, you know, part of that is a good thing. You shouldn't want to rush into war anyways. But to be defending Adolf Hitler, that's not a defensible position, really, folks. But there were people like that. What does it take to wake people up? You know what it takes? You know, some of these people will never, ever wake up unless someone walks into their church and starts shooting people. Then they'll wake up. But you know what? It's too late after that. Once there are dead people on the ground and chalk lines and body bags and blood all over the place, it doesn't matter anymore because the damage is already done. You know, I feel for these people who aren't allowed to be the sheepdogs that they were created to be because the people in charge will not let them do it. You know, it's bad enough that they're in denial, but to make it so other people can't protect the innocent in their church, their flock, that's unforgivable. It is unforgivable for them to be this way. I mean, I can understand it. If you don't want to be on a safety team, fine. You know, just lead, follow, or get the hell out of the way. But to stop someone else from doing a job that has to be done? You know, one of the things that I said in my speech was, listen, folks, you're going to listen to everything today. You're going to hear a lot of people. And you are going to live or die based on decisions that you make. The people in your congregation, they are going to live or die based on decisions that you make right now today. You know, either you decide that, yeah, I'm going to protect the flock, or no, I'm not going to. If you decide you're not going to, if you decide that you're not going to let anyone be armed in your church, you're not going to let them train, you're not going to let those sheepdogs in to protect the flock, then people are going to die. You know, if you decide to go the other extreme and let everyone be armed and not make them train or qualify or have any skill level whatsoever, then people are going to die because of that too. Innocent people are going to die either way if you go either extreme. Somewhere in the middle is where you got to be. You know, you have to have a few good sheepdogs in there who are highly trained, highly proficient, good at their skill set, and who have the courage to stand up and say, not on my watch. Folks, if you're one of those people in a church where they won't let you protect the innocent people around you, you got two choices. You can either get out of there and get someplace where you're appreciated, or you just got to keep going. You got to keep plugging along. Incrementally try to persuade them to let you do what has to be done. It's a tough battle. It's a tough battle, and it never, ever ends. Because those sheep, 98% of society are sheep, according to Dave Grossman, and he's right. Keep fighting the good fight. Keep doing what you can to make a difference. Wow. Been a great show. Next week, what are we going to do? Right now, I am reading a book written by Michael L. Stickler. It's the authorized biography of Cliven Bundy. It's titled Cliven Bundy, American Patriot. Oh, I'm about 20 pages into it. It's really, really good. I'm sure all of you know who Cliven Bundy is. If you don't, just go ahead and Google it. Cliven Bundy, the federal government treats him as a domestic terrorist. The media characterizes him as a gun-toting militia wacko. The Bundy name is celebrated by ranchers and farmers throughout the West, but that same name has become an anathema to those ensconced in Washington, aka the swamp. Those who work to arrest the oncoming wildfire of honest examination of the long-held federal assertion of land ownership and management, irrespective of the citizens' constitutional rights and guarantees across the West's vast agricultural sector, one that feeds the world. This book was sent to me by Michael Stickler, the author. Beautiful hardcover edition. It's on Amazon right now. I think it's like $36.95 for a hardcover, but you can definitely get it. I'm going to read this book as quickly as I can and go ahead and set up an interview with Michael Stickler, the authorized biographer of Cliven Bundy. Everyone has their opinion on that, but hey, from what I've read so far, I am not impressed with the Federal Bureau of Investigation or the Bureau of Land Management. Maybe those people need to take a chill pill. Folks, time flies so fast. I need to get back to my family and teach them how to be sheepdogs. Well, folks, that about wraps it up for this week's episode of the Home Defense Show. Until next week, remember, your purpose in life is to find something greater than yourself and serve it. Always remember, God, family, country, in that order. It's important how you live, but it's equally important how you die. Your family and the ones you love need your protection, so train, always train, stay alert, stay alive. Until next week on the Home Defense Show, this is your host, Skip Coriel. God bless you, God bless your family, and God bless America.
Thank you for joining us this week on the Home Defense Show. Now, get out there and protect the ones you love. We'll see you next week with more of the best in home defense.
Bye-bye, boys!
Have fun storming the castle!